You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome to MLM Power Hour with your host, Todd Falcone. Get ready, hold on, and strap yourself in for another hour of raw and totally uncensored training. What is MLM Power Hour? It's your source for no-holds-barred talent-like-it-is training from network marketing's number one prospecting coach.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
And now, live from his posh studios in Seattle, Washington, your host, Todd Falcone.
Welcome once again to the MLM Power Hour show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Falcone. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Great to be back here. I'm excited to be here. You know, there's this new website, and you want to write this down real quick. This is actually pretty cool. Pretty cool new website. Brand new. Never probably heard of it. It's called Facebook. No, we've all, I'm sure, no doubt, heard of Facebook, and while it is actually relatively new in the grand scheme of things, just a few years old, it is probably, and I don't have the exact statistics right in front of me, it's, last I checked, it was the number two most trafficked website in the world, I think over 280 million plus users, that's probably even more than that, maybe it's over 300 million, I didn't actually bother to pull out the statistics in front of me at the moment, but I did look at them a few months ago. Average user spends over 20 minutes a day on Facebook. I mean, that's a pretty long time for one website. Has become extremely popular, obviously, and many people who are involved in the network marketing and direct sales profession are trying to figure out a way to network and market on Facebook and be able to build relationships. And so I'm going to give you some tips, my own personal tips on how to behave and how to market on Facebook and how to interact and do it the right way, because there's a lot of people that do it the wrong way. There's a lot of people that just do stuff that unfortunately they're on Facebook and they want to attract people and they want to sign people up in their business, but the activities that they're putting forth are really doing the exact opposite, and they're really pushing people away from them, making them in some cases unfriend them, ban them, and not even want to associate with them. So you don't want to be part of that crew. What you want to do is do things that attract people that, again, and if you've been on any of my shows, you've probably heard me talk about that, you know, this is about attracting versus repelling. You want to attract people to you and make people want to be around you versus run away from you. And so let's talk about a few things on Facebook. Just these are actually probably written rules. Some are not so written, but these are my tips, for you as a network marketer, to get good results on Facebook and actually build some relationships and end up sponsoring some people. First of all, you don't go into your Facebook, or onto Facebook with the sole intention, hey, I'm going to go sponsor somebody today on Facebook. It's an opportunity for you to network and meet and grow your own personal community of friends and associates and people that you interact with and to network with. It's not a place to just go sell your stuff. Ultimately you can probably sell some of your stuff, maybe even a lot of it, and probably recruit a lot of people be directly associated with, you know, you being on Facebook, but you can't go into it with that specific intention. So a couple things. Number one, when you're setting up a profile page, that's your Facebook page, probably a good idea to use a current photograph. If you want to switch up your photo every once in a while, which I do, that's cool. But, you know, only having a picture of you from like 1976 and when you used to have hair and now you're totally bald, and representing yourself as still having hair when you really don't, you know, you're kind of putting a lie out there. I mean, you know, take a current picture. Let people see, you know, people want to connect with the person who you are today. So not that you can't throw up a 1980s photo with you in feathered hair for a couple days and then take it back down if you're doing it just for fun. But I think having a current photograph is a good thing. Not putting up a picture of your product, not putting up a picture of your logo. This is not logo book. This is Facebook. Put up a picture of you. So just remember that, you know, so I see people that, you know, they'll put, a picture of their logo up. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is not logo book. It's Facebook. The other thing is if you set up your profile page, it's not Todd money making big money Falcone. It's just Todd Falcone, you know, so make sure that you use your regular name, when you're creating that profile. People think I think I'm going to throw some kind of money figure or something in there, and it just looks stupid. And it's not, people like me, I'm going to avoid individuals like that. If I see, Global Money Master Falcone, it's like, I'm not going to be associated with Global Money Master Falcone. You know, it's like, really? Why don't you just say Todd Falcone? So, again, this is about maximizing and about increasing your likelihood and attracting more. So these are just some of my suggestions. Make sure you fill out your profile completely and provide as much information as you possibly can on your wall. You want to be updating regularly. Whatever your activity, once a week doesn't cut it. Once a month doesn't cut it. You want to definitely be involved on your own wall in terms of posting stuff. The thing you also want to do is you want to post interesting stuff. You don't want to go, hey, I'm sitting on my sofa. You know, that's not really exciting. That's not exciting information. I'm laying down. Okay, that's nice. It's close to sitting on the sofa, but who really cares? Say things that are interesting, you know, intriguing, thought-provoking. Look at the way to learn some of the things to post is to watch other wall posts. So if you watch, like, the news feed that you see in Facebook, and you can see, like, what gets commented on the most, what gets talked about the most, and so on, those are things that you might look at and go, wow, well, because this person said this or they commented on this or they uploaded this particular photograph, look at all of the activity. And so that's what you're looking to do, is you're looking to create activity. And if you were to, you know, connect with me, for example, on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/ToddFalconeFan. You can connect with me on Facebook. What you'll find is I do a lot of thought-provoking posts. This is a no-no. You don't do every post on, hey, come to our business, our opportunity. Hey, our business. Hey, my product. Hey, my money. Hey, my product. Hey, my business. My business, my product, my business, my product, my product, my business. And it's like, I'll unfriend you. It's just like, say something more. Your whole life is not your business. So, be a little bit more, complete in terms of what you're doing on Facebook. Now, the other thing is when you're connecting with other people, when you're building this friend list, you have this opportunity to begin to build these relationships with a growing number of people. And when you're out there in the marketplace and you're building these relationships, and you're seeing, and what I'm always doing is I'm watching the wall of other people by looking at the news feed. The news feed, if you don't know what it is, essentially, it's recent posts from people that you're connected to on Facebook. So it's recent posts, uploads, photograph changes, wall posts, things that people have done, that are connected to you. And the best thing for you to do is to comment on those. There's two things you can do. You can either comment on them or you can like them. A like is like basically giving a thumbs up. Like somebody says something really cool and you like what they say, so you basically push the like button. And all it does is it's a little bit less intrusive. Maybe intrusive is not necessarily the right word, but it's a little bit less than actually commenting on it. So it's you're basically showing the person, like, hey, like if you liked a comment that I said on my Facebook wall, I would see that you liked it. And I'd be like, okay, cool, that person's kind of connecting with me. They're interacting with me. And then if you later commented on something, that's just that's like you liking it, but it's liking it to a level more so where you're actually commenting on it and you're saying something, so that it increases the the kind of networking that we're doing. So if you're looking to connect with bigger producers, with people that have big followers, and maybe you don't really directly know them, the interesting thing about Facebook is you end up becoming friends with a lot of people that really aren't your friends, you know what I'm saying, that are not, like, you don't really know them. Like, I have over 5,000, I've got, you know, well, I'm at my limit. I have 5,000 friends. I have about 9,000 fans currently on my Facebook fan page. And so I'm connected with an awful lot of people, and they're not all, like, necessarily my friends, but they're all people that, you know, I'm connected to, and we have mutual interest most of all in the profession of network marketing and entrepreneurship. So, when you're connecting with some of these bigger producers and bigger people that you do want to, you know, some of the movers and shakers, if you will, the people that have large quantities of followers, you don't want to just start commenting on everything that they say. Like, let's say I didn't know you and you had 5,000 friends and you were maxed out and you and I somehow became friends, and all of a sudden I'm commenting on every single post that you do and liking every single post. It's like, whoa, hang on a second. Why don't you, why don't we have coffee first before we go out and have dinner? I mean, that's kind of the same concept. So it's like, ease your way in to those relationships. Just, you know, start out by maybe liking a couple things that they say, and then if you see something that they put up, a picture or some kind of wall post, and you want to comment on it, that's cool. So, but that's how you start to develop these relationships with these individuals, is by engaging in that manner. Definitely no-nos are posting putting somebody in a video, tagging is what it's called, tagging somebody in a video or a post that they're not in. See, what happens is if you tag somebody in something, like, let's say I did a video on how to close people in your network marketing business, and I tagged 50 people in that video. Well, when I put the video up on Facebook, it's going to show up on the walls of all 50 of those people, which would get my video, obviously, a lot more visibility, because it would be literally in the front and on the, you know, in front of all of those individuals' followers. But that's like a no-no. That's like something you just, it's a voodoo, don't do, don't ever do it. It's just not cool. So don't do it. Just take my word for it. Don't do it. Nobody likes it. None of the leaders like it. People that are doers, producers, people that have followers, don't like it. I don't know any that do. If you do it, what happens is you'll get the post deleted, and there's probably a good chance that you'll get unfriended as well. It's not cool to get unfriended on Facebook. That kind of sucks. It's not fun. So don't be tagging people in videos and things that they're not in. Like, if I was in a video, and you tag me in the video that I was in, then, you know, cool. Then that you're tagging it because I'm actually in the video. So you're tagging, like when you tag a photograph, you know, you're tagging a photograph. Well, there's three people in the picture, Bill, Tom, and Sue. Well, you would maybe tag Bill, Tom, and Sue. You're not going to go tag a bunch of other people so it shows up on somebody else's wall. You only tag the people that are actually in those photographs. So just some basic little lessons here on operating and functioning on Facebook. When you start to develop other relationships with people, you know, and you want to, like, you know, I would be reading their info page and finding out more about them before I would ever approach them about, you know, an opportunity. And many of those people I may not ever approach. I mean, eventually I might start chatting with them on Facebook and just say, hey, was checking you out. I noticed that you're in this company. How are things going? You know, you can start developing some kind of conversation with somebody that may eventually lead into you guys doing business. So, just some basic stuff here, guys and girls. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about on this whole Facebook thing? You know, regularly posting updates, interesting updates, maybe a couple times a day or more. I don't know. That's totally up to you, but definitely not once a week. You got to make sure you're staying on it. Engaging slowly before you come in, and definitely do not be emailing your group, because you have this message feature where you can just start, you know, emailing people. Don't be emailing your opportunity, because that ain't going to work either, and Facebook will shut you down. If you send out too many email messages to too many people, like in a very short period of time, they'll just shut off your page. This is not a place to do that kind of stuff. It's a place to network and build relationships and, grow those relationships. And then if a relationship is grown, then interesting things happen. That means business can sometimes take place because there's more of a relationship there. So, well, that's some stuff to do on Facebook. This is Todd Falcone, and you have been listening to the MLM Power Hour right here on EPN, the ePodcast Network.
You just listened to another MLM Power Hour brought to you by ToddFalcone.com. the network marketing profession's premier source for prospecting mastery and leadership development training. Plug in and power up. Surf on over to ToddFalcone.com and get yourself subscribed to the Fearless Networker Easy for weekly updates, articles, and subscriber-only specials, and see what the fuss is all about.
This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
This is Eric Dye for EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Maybe it's that boss that's impossible to work for, or you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck. Could it be that your company is breathing cutbacks and layoffs? Maybe you have a debt that you'd like to take care of ASAP, or you've recently lost your job and find yourself unemployed. Whatever the case or scenario may be, there is a solution for you. To find out how you could be earning an extra $50,000 annually part-time or $100,000 plus full-time annually, all from the comfort of home, then visit make3200.com today to receive more information. Again, that's make3200.com. No blowing smoke, no bull, no hype, the real deal.
You know, just ask yourself this question. Are you doing all that you can with all that you've got right now? I mean, are you really doing everything that you can with everything that you have available to you? Or is there room for you to be doing a little bit more?
Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. Actually, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes pro. There was a study that was carried on by British scientists, and it revealed that it takes a person 10,000 hours of practice to become an ace in a certain discipline. They say that top musicians, sportsmen, and chess players were all able to become masters in their field by achieving the level which in their time was taken to practice 10,000 hours or more.
If you can find a way to specialize in an area, maybe not necessarily 100%, but if you can find a way to specialize in traveling to one part of the world or a certain type of travel, say cruises, and people think of you first and like you the best when it comes to that kind of travel, I think you might start getting somewhere. Like when I started specializing in just credit unions, I instantly, you know whether I am or not, but people thought, oh, he's the expert on credit union marketing. If my credit union's having a problem, we're going to call him. So if someone starts thinking, you know what, maybe I want to do a cruise, they're going to think of you first without even having to look in the phone book or go to the internet.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.